You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to discuss our beloved four-legged heroes. Yes, it's Guide Dog Blogs time. And joining me today is Mike Brace. This week, we will hear about Mike's dog, King. Very, very impressive name, even if my dog's called Caesar. A king and Caesar. Sounds good combination, doesn't it? Mike, thank you for coming back on. Can you tell us a little bit about the first time you met King?
The first time I heard of King, well, I was away on holiday and I got a phone call saying, you're on the list for a guide dog. We've got one that's had some issues. It's been returned and is looking for, you know, an active owner. And I said, what were the issues? And apparently he was with a previous owner and when he gets bored, he chews things. And the last straw apparently was he ate the previous owner's brow watch. she didn't want him, or as I say, the watch back when time passed. So I said, I'm not sure. She's only my second dog. I said, I don't know if I can cope with that. And they said, oh, he's very good, very this, that, or the other. And I said, well, honestly, I don't think, you know, given my second dog, I don't really think I'd be up to it. A few weeks later, because I was on the list for a new dog, they had a session where I could go up to London and they had some guide dogs in training that basically had not really been used by people with a vision impairment. They'd been puppy walked, etc. So we went up and the idea was you had two dogs that you could walk with. Went with a beautiful little dog, but it wasn't really a London-based type thing, wasn't escalator trained. And they said, we haven't really got another one in training. What we have is the dog we mentioned to you, King, who's, you know, basically sitting there waiting for someone to claim him. This is 2 or 3 months after he'd been returned from his previous owner. So I thought it was a bit of a stitch up. And I said, oh, really? That's a coincidence, isn't it? And we put the harness on. And I couldn't believe it. The speed, the confidence, he was just unbelievable. I don't think Barry, the guide dog trainer, could believe it either, because within like 4 or 5 minutes, he's taken his sort of lead off that he was holding as well as me. And we were hurtling around Euston at 100 miles an hour, doing everything, you know, correctly. And I just thought, God, this is amazing. And we came back and I said, all right. And I phoned my wife and I said, do you remember the dog that they said we could have, but, you know, had these issues? I said, I've just had a walk with him and he's absolutely phenomenal. Could we reconsider? And basically that was it. She said, yeah, go on then. And I said, yes. And 2 or 3 weeks later, because we were going away again, they brought him over. I then came down for the training in Euston.
I must ask, I usually have the funny habits and thing question after and like towards the end, but I need to ask, has King eaten any interesting objects from you?
He's occasionally ate most of the toys. We got these indestructible toys and I think the longest was 2 weeks. And the fluffs out of virtually all of them. And then when we still had Izzy at home, he then managed to massacre all of her toys that had been lasting for 7 or 8 years. And within a fortnight, he'd done the lot. He was 2, I suppose. So I don't know whether that's still young, but so he's a fluff eater and a puller outer, but not so bad in terms of other bits and pieces. And I make sure my watch is kept on the shelf.
I'm going to ask this question carefully. What's King's personality like outside of eating things?
Oh, he's very, very, not attention seeking, but he attracts attention. Everyone, because he's a red fox. So he's very, very attractive looking, very smart, very, very slim. He's got this red glow to him. And of course, everywhere you go, it's just unbelievable. The response, Recently, I've had a few trips to A&E and various other things, and my treatment's been okay. But the dog, I mean, I've had doctors and nurses taking selfies with a blooming dog. When we go back to the clinics, they say, "Oh, hello, King," and then they have to try and remember who I am as well. So he's very outgoing, very attracts a lot of attention. I do a lot of after dinner and public speaking, and of course he's the big attraction. I think he gets invited, and I have to go with him.
Now, what are some of King's standout working skills that stand out to you?
I think for me it's the speed of delivery. He's very I'm quite a fit. I've been an athlete for virtually 50 years. Took part in the first Winter Paralympics in 1976. So for me, physical ability and speed and ability like that has been important, and he's been an absolute fantastic addition to that. So we can walk at a really good speed. I've got full confidence that he, a bit like Izzy, he's very good at awareness of obstacles, of potential obstacles like cars in driveways, etc. When he slows down, I know there's something in the way, and therefore, if I say find the way, he will look at the options that are around and safely navigate them.
Instead of the funny habits conversation, we'll chat about something else because you are writing a book. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because it is very much related to King.
It goes back to the previous dog that I had, a dog called Izzy. She had her own Facebook page, and then when she passed away, King hasn't quite worked out how to crack into her Facebook page. So he started to use that, the Izzy Brace Facebook page, a bit. And when he realized, obviously being the King, he then started to issue proclamations as the King. He'd issued a few proclamations when I first got it. And I think all of that sort of notoriety has gone to his head. So coming up to his ninth birthday, he and I decided that what we would do is talk a bit about the journey that we've had since April 1st, 2019, to date, and all the issues that we've come across, all the places we've been, and some of the funny incidents that we've occurred. But rather than me telling his story, he's been very pushy, and he's telling his story from his perspective, and then I'm telling my perspective as well separately. I wouldn't say he's always very complimentary about my abilities, but basically, he's telling it as he sees it, I suppose. But so he's a very clever dog, and being the King, the book's going to be called The King and I, EYE, as opposed to any conflicts with copyrights, etc. So the King and I, and hopefully it should be available sometime later in the summer or early autumn this year.
I, for one, I'm very excited to read a book like that because it's always interesting to kind of go, if our dogs could tell people
Yes.
about their partnership, what would they say? I can tell you that some of the things I put my dog through, he probably would happily moan about the amount of sport I make him watch, and many other things if he could actually do so. So yeah, that's quite interesting. I think we'll have to get you back on there when that book comes out. It sounds very interesting. I look forward to hearing that. So now I will finish off though, actually, with has King had any other funny habits outside of eating interesting objects?
One of the funny incidents was when we met the current Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Edward. Basically, Prince Edward had already met my previous guide dog and then came over and said, "Oh, it's a new guide dog." And I said, "Yes, sir, can I introduce you to the King?" And he said, "Oh, shall I call him Dad or what?" So King was very nonplussed by it all, but he took it good stride.
I was going to say, has the king met the
Not
king?
yet. We are due to go to a garden party, so I'm really hoping that the King meets the King at the session.
I'd love to hear what happens if that does happen. Please let us know. It would be
I
quite
will do.
interesting. Well, King sounds like quite a character, and I can't wait for that book to come out, Mike. Thank you very much for telling us about, all your dogs here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.